We're opening a poll, everyone. We are opening up a poll, everyone. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And we are opening...
I'm in knots here, Mav. I've got my head set. Oh, sorry.
You dropped some of there, mate, didn't you? That was a loud bang on the recording. Do you want to make an apology for that?
Sorry.
What are you doing? I really wish people could see this at home.
I'm in knots here.
Put that mic...
Who's done this?
The sound of the mic. No one's touched it since you had it last week, Chief. Don't call you Chief very much.
You don't, do you? Right, I'm all right now.
Do you want to put your padding back in?
Done.
So, Ben, we're opening a poll.
Yeah.
Now, explain to people what the poll is about. I mean...
Well, firstly, Mav, let's go back to basics. What is a poll?
Good, all right, Ben. A poll is a survey.
Where you try and engage with people to understand what their views
We've
are on a certain issue.
We've received criticism in the past for not being interactive enough with our audience, and... I think it's an unfair comment, I'd say, Ben, personally, but...
We're all over the place, to be fair, as a radio station.
Not even just as a duo, as a whole station. Yes. We're labelling everyone with our misfortunes and rubbishness. It's not even a word.
What's the poll, Mav?
For a while, we've had two computers on the go here mm-hmm. at Shindig Breakfast Studio. Computer Alpha...
Which is the new boy in town.
It's the new boy in town. He's the flashy guy. He doesn't even have a CD drive because that's now considered dated technology.
He's the kind of London of computers in the studio. He's the kind of flashman, kind of, you know, he's the Teddy Sheringham of computers.
I don't want to say that because by you saying it's the southern computer in the room makes me feel like I should dislike this one. Because, you know, Ben, I dislike...
Well, it is up its own. In it.
Well, no, I wouldn't say so. It and actually, is. That reminds me. I want to go straight to bed tonight, so let's not have any extra editing for me to do.
I've not sworn.
I know you haven't there. I'm just pre-warning for both of us
yeah.
for the show. Anyway, so we've got Computer Alpha. We've also got Computer
Gamma
2. And yeah. On that, you know, you've kind of had ownership of this computer for a while, Ben.
For a long time.
And you, a while ago, put a picture up on the desktop screensaver.
Yes.
Which is...
It's a picture of Nigel Farage being chased down a high street by Jesus.
Which is a great, great picture.
It is.
And I've been
seminal,
a fan of it.
Seminal of the 2015 general election campaign.
You could argue that his inspiration has driven forward a lot of the material that we've had on the show.
And Jesus?
Yes, Jesus, yeah. And so, but it's now come to a time, Ben, when the photo is becoming less and less relevant because, as we all know, Nigel Farage...
Yeah.
Has left his job as, well, I assume he was leader of the world, Ben.
Because High Chancellor.
That's how he seemed to be acting. So, but he's no longer in post. So as a result, we're going to need a new picture for your desktop.
He was at a cricket match last week, Mav, and got booed.
Did he do something to deserve it?
Well, he got introduced.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Boo!
That's comedy, everyone. There'll be more of that to come. But seriously, back to the poll. So we're opening up the poll to say, what should Ben's next screensaver be? And you like something political? You like something funny?
I've just looked...
I feel like we need to give people an idea of what kind of thing you're looking for. Well, otherwise, you'll get pictures of space, pictures of cars, pictures of boobs.
Let's do it this way. Let's, throughout this show, come back to it whenever something pops in our mind.
Well, that's not a survey, Ben. That's just you and I picking
No,
it.
And then at the end of the show, because we're not live, at the end of the show, we then open up the survey.
This sounds complicated, but I'm willing to give it a go, Ben. I'm going to get a pen and paper ready because I feel like they're going to come thick and fast.
It's not a pen and paper, Mav. It's
the future.
It's a pen. Yes, I'll give you that. But it's also, Mav, an ideas generation tool.
That's exactly right, Ben. It's possibilities on old tree. I'll write a title.
Like Jesus, Mav, that tree has given his life for a purpose.
Oh, Ben, that is.
I don't mean that.
That is beautiful, Ben. There are Christians up and down this country who are standing now and going.
Oh.
They are happy with that. I mean, it's not just Christians, Ben. Kinds of people are still applauding you there. Radio DJs
yep.
standing up and applauding you. Yep. Poets, Ben.
And paper mill owners.
Brian Cox, he stood up and applauded just then.
So, we'll
big get... hello, by the way, to a brand new listener, Ashley Hudson. She enjoyed our podcast last week.
Really?
Yes. So, hello to Ashley.
The boring podcast, or the one that we did the other week where we knocked out the park?
We knocked out the park 2 weeks in a row now, Ben. Are you forgetting about Bimini Boo? I assume Pete hasn't forgotten about Bimini Boo.
It was way into the show, though, Bimini Boo.
Yeah, but it was on the podcast, I think. Yeah, she listened to the podcast.
We built up to it.
She enjoyed Pop Drop, which was a new style of music yep. that we came up with. She enjoyed the story about James Martin sandwiches made of pesto, ham, tomato,
and
pesto,
cheese.
Ham, potato, and your problem with cheese. And she enjoyed Bimini Boo. Now, again, Ben, we found someone else that likes Bimini Boo, and it's becoming more and more complicated.
Now, we're not going so well too many times. Instead, this week, we're introducing one of the old characters from the show, from the old community guide, Salford Ian. Salford Ian's coming back. He came with me.
He's here?
I got on the 93 bus to get here today, and he came on the bus too. We bumped into each other at Cromwell Roundabout, and here we are. Salford Ian.
Well, this is awkward.
On the show, doing the community guide
This
later.
Is awkward.
Why?
Because I told Bimini he could come back this week.
I've got no news for Bimini, though. Because we were
you
tight
You promised
last
him
week.
On the show last week. I listened back to it. And I was out the room because Bimini
did,
was in the room.
But next week could also imply Monday, for example. We're recording this on Wednesday, so...
Yeah, but this goes out next week.
Sure,
you
but...
Don't lie to Bimini. You know what happens when you lie to Bimini Boo.
Yeah, no, but I'm not here for another week, so it's not my problem.
When you lie to Bimini Boo, ladies and gentlemen, let me talk you through what happens. Imagine stood against near a wall and a light shining on him so you can see his shadow. This literally happens when you lie to Bimini Boo. His shadow disappears. It makes no sense.
No one's actually... We've got a few people in to assess this situation. No one's come back to us with an ideal suggestion about what that actually means.
Scholars and scientists,
other than
Ben,
it's absolutely scary.
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. It's like a white glaze which comes over his eyes. It's petrifying, Ben. So please, don't lie to Bimini Boo.
I'll speak to him during the first song. We'll have a chat.
Okay, fine.
In fact, I won't have a chat with him. Salford Ian can have a chat with him.
Good idea, Ben. Now we're thinking. You are listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show. Home of the Community Guide, home of the Shindig Breakfast Show. And we are live, not live, we are here for the next hour and a half-ish, minus the 7 minutes and 3 seconds that I've already been talking. Ben, how are you feeling?
I've got a bit of a cold.
Good stuff, Ben.
But I'm all right.
Hey!
Don't watch that!
Don't watch that, listen to this. This is the heavy, heavy Shindig Breakfast Show. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the streets and you're beginning to enjoy the beats that we play on the Shindig Breakfast Show, well, listen, Buster, it's you better start to enjoy the radio with the rockiest, rock steady beat of Ben and Marv. One Step Beyond. Laying some truths on your ass straight in the show. No one likes to think about the ugly side of DJs. Ben, Paul Rock and John Cron just sat there in his boat by himself. For days on end out at sea.
Three shows a week he does.
Going, up next, the Beach Boys. Just unbelievable.
It's a lovely boat, though.
Oh, Ben, I can't imagine a nicer boat. I mean, I've seen nicer boats.
But you've not...
I can't imagine them. But I can't really understand the concept of how a boat could be nicer. In fact, I'm going to add nice boats... to the list of desktop ideas.
That's a good one, yes.
You'd like to see a nice boat on that that desktop, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And it's good because that opens up to the interpretation of listeners in terms of what is a nice boat.
And because of Twitter, we can actually put the poll up,
for an actual poll?
An actual poll.
On
FC Live.
I can't wait for this. I can't bloody wait.
On FC Live, very, very shortly, from 2:30,
at
about 3:00, I'll put the poll out.
You can put the poll out and you'll be listing things like, so everyone, we're looking for a new screensaver for my computer at Marv's. Idea number one, nice boats. People will be listening going, I have literally no idea what he's talking about. Who's Marv?
We've got control of the official Twitter feed nowadays, so we can put it on the club one if you want.
Absolutely.
I won't.
Amazing! Yeah, no, let's demonstrate quickly how little we should be trusted so early on into that project.
So, welcome to the Shindig Breakfast Show. Coming up very shortly, we've got the media review and, of course, we've got the community guide.
Yes, but before all that, Ben, let me ask you. Hey, Ben, how's your week been?
I don't know. Oh,
you don't know?
No.
Have you turned to crack cocaine? Is that what's happened?
It's
all been a bit of a blur, Marv.
It's the first
I got addicted to heroin on Tuesday, and since then, don't really know what's happened.
Now you've said all this, we need to take that back and say it's just a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was actually the first week of the summer school holidays.
Yeah, that's when you do that, yeah.
Yeah, so I've just done kids stuff.
What have you done with your kids?
Played Lego, gone to parks, had a lot of ice cream.
Come on, Ben, this is the part you use your radio voice, you know that. I've had some ice cream.
Anyway, Marv. That's enough about me.
That's it. That's all you've done this week. You've built Lego, you've gone to parks, and you've eaten ice cream.
Oh, I did.
All week.
I did the club's official Twitter feed on Tuesday night when FC played Mosley.
Right.
We refused to go to Mosley because we can't stand that walk up the hill.
Yeah.
Right. So we did the Twitter feed from home without having any idea about what was going on actually at Seal Park in Mosley.
How big is this hill? Is it like K2?
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
Right. You're literally like this.
Oh, I wish everyone could see how high Ben's holding his leg.
Right? Your forward leg is at least a 45 degree angle, Mav.
For how long?
Till your next stride.
Yeah, but how long's the hill?
One of them is about 10 houses long, one of the elements of it. The houses are like this.
That is a workout.
On steps.
Yeah. It's a shame that all of your stories so far are visual, Ben, isn't it? Because this is a radio show.
Yeah, for FC fans, they know what that hill's
talking
about.
All the houses are like this. Like what?
Like steps.
Like steps, Ben, exactly. Use your words, mate. Use your words. We're on the radio, for goodness sake.
So, yeah, that was my week, Mav.
Sounds like an absolutely epic, wonderful, magnificent treat of a week. You really moved from having nothing to talk about to using up the entire song there, so well done,
Mav.
Ben. Hey, yeah?
How's your week been? What have you been doing?
Wait.
Tell me, Mav, what have you been doing this week?
Well, Ben, on Tuesday I got addicted to heroin, and it's been one hell of an experience.
You can freely admit it. You're in your mid-30s now. It's fine to go to IKEA.
Ben, while I'm willing to admit to the fact that I'm a heroin user live on the radio, I am not willing to admit that I go to IKEA twice in 1 month.
When I saw the pictures on... He's at IKEA again.
What's he doing at IKEA again?
And he's gone with the same guy he went with last time.
You know what? We had a good time first time round. It's like, you'll probably go and watch Star Trek at the cinema again because you enjoyed it so much.
It's a good film.
I enjoy IKEA. You know, I enjoy going around going, so this is how people could live. Wow. If you could put IKEA straight in my veins, I'd take it. Question is, will that make it into the podcast? Or is it, as Ben labels a lot of things, Marv, a little too racy?
It is a bit racy,
but I think you'll listen back to it and enjoy it. To be clear and be truthful, I have neither had heroin this week.
Or gone to IKEA.
Those were old photos. So you could argue the last 2 minutes and 5 seconds, both on your part and my part, were a big waste of time, making it 4 minutes and 10 seconds, which probably means it's time for a song. Last week, we talked about the brilliance of William Shatner, Ben.
We did.
Do you remember that conversation?
I do.
Do you want to guess what I'm going to play now?
I can't get behind that.
Get the hell in.
Let's go. Ready?
I am ready, Bill. Are you?
From the top.
Okay. Do it, Bill. Do it. Come on, Bill.
My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising. I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all she's.
Literally the greatest song that's ever been produced in the history of mankind. All right? The best bits in that are leaf blowers. Is there anything more futile? And it's a computer. And my phone rings. It's just, it's from the album Has Been by William Shatner, which he produced with the assistance of Ben Folds, which regular fans will know. I'm a big fan of Ben Folds. It's got Common People on there. It's got Together. It's got Has Been. It's got Real Love. And also it's got I Can't Get Behind That. And it's Henry
Rollins.
Rollins is the name of the other voice on that. And I think the drums are played by Ben Folds.
I think you're right.
But yeah, well done. Oh, my God, there's some new Shatner albums, Ben, I've never seen before in my life. There's one called Seeking Major Tom, where Shatner is dressed as an astronaut.
But it's
a faked picture, Ben. So it's a picture of an astronaut with the visor kind of cleared, and they've put a picture of Shatner in there. That is amazing.
But he was an astronaut, Mav. Huh? On a very successful television show for a number of years. He was an astronaut.
I wouldn't have labelled him as an astronaut.
But that's exactly what he was.
Why was he an astronaut?
He was the captain of a starship.
He was a captain of a starship. That's not an astronaut, is it?
Well, it's a modern, a futuristic astronaut.
It was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That's Star Wars, you absolute idiot. Right, it's now time for the media review. And I'd like a proper intro this week.
What?
Introduce it.
Why do I have to introduce it? Everyone knows it's the media review. It's kind of got in the title what it's about.
But I think it's a bit small time, isn't it, for the actual presenter to introduce it and present the actual opening of the show.
Okay.
Even Cilla Blackad, what's his name? What was his name? Our Dave or whatever he was?
Fair enough.
That guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let the world pay attention for just the next 38 minutes as Ben, award-winning Ben, presents to you the Shindig Media Review!
Welcome, everyone, to the Media Review. And this week...
I couldn't get over something that happened last week, Ben.
What?
Robot Wars. It's probably the best effort the BBC have given something in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We had Britain. that quiz show that we enjoyed years ago.
With Gabby Logan.
Gabby Roslin. And they've had Getaway Car that's been on recently.
Bring on the Wall.
The Wall. All kinds of stuff, which is instantly forgettable. But then they brought back Robot Wars. And yes, it still has the problems that for some reason modern day television has, where they don't seem to be able to edit normal sounding applause at the appropriate bits.
Mm-hmm.
So you get these weird bits when he's kind of chatting on with the teams. And some of it's played out in the auditorium because you can hear people laughing normally at the right times for the right appropriate amount of time considering the joke. And other times it cuts randomly to loud applause.
Listen, I don't want to focus on the negatives.
So this is the thing. That was the only thing I could pick up on what otherwise was an excellent return.
I sat there with my son.
Your son being at the age that he is. This is a great time.
Every day this week, during his school holidays, he said, his Robot Wars on.
That's a beautiful moment.
It is.
These
beautiful.
Are the moments, Ben, when it pays to be a father.
I think the show should be rubbish, right? The interviews in between each fight is too long. And actually, during the fights, there's not a lot going on. But actually, strangely, it's very mesmerising. And you actually go, ooh.
I did it at one point. Ooh, have that. Go on, Carbine.
The hum
from Carbine. If they got the whole crowd going, that would have been good.
I think it's come back at the right time. Obviously, technology's moved on now.
Absolutely.
And actually, it looked good.
A lot of things to enjoy about the first episode. Dara smashed it. Is it Angela? Is that the girl's name?
Yeah, Angie Scanlon.
Scanlon, yeah. Nailed it. Did really good job. They opened with the blaster. They had two big robots from the past. Razor and Behemoth. One of them went straight away. Bang! Ripped it apart. Behemoth didn't win it, so you had a new robot winning the whole thing. You had a robot called Nuts, which released two tiny robots right at the start of it. And they said to them, so what are these robots for? And they went, distraction. they're not big enough to actually achieve anything other than hopefully at some point get someone going, what's that? While we just attempt to attack them.
I'd love them to have like an EMP system involved where it just goes, Ben. Boom, have that.
Absolutely.
Like some kind of Mario Kart trick.
I feel like they didn't take that far enough. They come up with the idea of two tiny robots. Brilliant idea, lads. Oil patches out the back, maybe.
Boom. A banana skin.
A machine gun. Whatever, you know? A banana skin. It's not Donkey Kong.
Or some kind of green shell.
Yeah, sure.
That seemed to work.
Yeah, that works, yeah.
So Robot Wars' launch has beat... Because it was at the same slot Top Gear was in the week earlier, and it beat the finale ratings with over 2 million people watching it. And
really?
I think a lot of them are going to tune back in. And you can see that actually...
I wonder what demographic that is reaching that Top Gear didn't.
Kids.
Do you think it's kids? Because
it must
kids...
be kids. Well, I let our Dylan stay up late past his bedtime.
Before Top Gear wasn't something that you would have had held interest with your son.
Well, he used to watch it, but he used to watch it on BBC Three when it was on at 7 in the week.
Right.
But obviously that doesn't happen anymore because they got rid of BBC Three. So
you can go online, Ben.
Chris Evans' Top Gear lost a third of its iPlayer audience, and I've got a funny feeling the Robot Wars won't be doing the same thing. It'll
boost.
Exactly.
It's gone and you can... so well, Ben. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to the next episode. And that hasn't happened with anything other than fiction in a long time.
And Britain with Gabby Logan.
No, Ben, the point was I was never a fan of that. I feel
but
like
she used to sing and dance.
Not
on it.
Since Record Breakers, Ben, has this happened. Or Press Gang. What was the one in hospital? Children's Ward?
Children's Ward.
Bloody brilliant. Here's some more talking about things, because I want to see if this is in your... Because I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
The current Pokemon.
No, I'm too old for that.
Are you too old for that as well?
Josh Widdicombe made a cracking joke on
Last Leg
a few weeks ago, where he said, this is the second time I've been too old for Pokemon.
Good joke.
Solid. Because it's true. And it's the same for us. We're too old for
it
originally.
It's so strange. I'm seeing 28-year-old burly men, which normally would look like they're on a terrifying stag do, running around town, flicking their screens at me. It's weird. There's a lot of it that I like. I like the fact that it's kind of, this is a new kind of technology. You could do a lot of things with it. This is the first thing like this we're going to see, and it's going to be loads of different stuff happening as a result of it, and that's great. And I like the whole mixing real world with a fictional world. I think that's quite cool.
But there's
concept.
Been games out there that have been released in the last last 6 months or so, where it relies on people sharing gameplay, even though they're not necessarily playing with each other. Like, you leave a sword on the street for someone to pick up on
their,
not an actual sword, but like on a civilization.
So this is the first one that's had this much traction.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And unfortunately for Nintendo, they don't own the rights to it. So when it first came out, the share price of Nintendo went up like that, and then suddenly they had to say, we don't actually own this. And then it went, woo.
Oh, maybe they shouldn't have told anyone.
And, well, they had to, didn't they? Otherwise it's...
Illegal.
Yeah. So Robot Wars is doing well. Pokemon's doing well. But remember, if you're going to do Pokemon, make sure you play safe, yo.
What was before or after Pokemon?
I like the one that Daily Smash did, where they said that sat-navs now have Mario Kart on.
Oh my God, can you imagine how great that would be?
I know we mentioned Mario Kart twice now, but...
But honestly, Mario Kart's going on the list, Ben. That is going on the list.
Original Super Nintendo Mario Kart. None of these...
Well, I've been thinking about this.
Mario Kart 64.
If we
nonsense.
Put the poll out for a genre, you get to pick the photo.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll approve whether or not that matches the genre.
Okay.
I don't want, you know, to come up with nice boats and you pick Farage again.
On a boat.
On a boat. You know what I mean? The boat has to be the main part of the picture.
Okay. That was Robot Wars. Okay. Now, there was another TV milestone this week, man.
I doubt it, Ben.
There was. And I stumbled across it. Well, I didn't stumble across it. The missus stumbled across it.
You're going to call her the wife?
Well, I nearly did.
The wife.
But then I thought, no, it's 2016 now. We've got to move on. Yep. Now, Mav, are you aware of a TV program...
We've got to move on. That's an hilarious statement.
Are you aware of a TV program that happened in the week called Naked Attraction?
No.
This show, Mav, it's a new form of dating show. It's on Channel 4, not Channel 5, so there's really no excuse.
Well, it's science if it's on 4, Ben. If it's on 5, it's just pervs.
They did throw in a bit of science, didn't they?
Of course they did. It's Channel 4.
They did. Anyway, it was so subtle. I totally missed the science. But anyway, so...
Did they introduce it with, and here's the science?
Let me tell you the premise. Okay. So they've got a presenter, and I can't remember the presenter's name, but she used to do naked bodies kind of thing.
She used to do naked bodies, Ben?
No, she used to present a program about naked bodies and things.
Better.
The show is a standard dating show in that there's a main contestant there who's got to pick a date.
Like Blind Date?
Like Blind Date. Okay, so the first...
I'm not hearing anything new so far, Ben.
It's not necessarily a blind date. In fact, I'll carry on, okay. and then you can make a judgment on where it fits on the blind date, take me out scale.
Sure.
So the main presenter's there next to the contestant, and there's six boxes, different colours around, okay? And then the boxes raise slightly up to the midriff, where the person behind that box, in that box, is completely naked.
When you say up to the midriff?
Yeah.
You mean hip level?
I mean so you can see everything. And I mean, Marv, everything.
So, okay. Let's pick one of the contestants.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Well, both were female this week.
Right.
But so... one of them was bisexual.
Okay.
So the three of them were women, three of them were men for her.
For
one.
The bisexual,
yes.
Okay, let's not get into complicated territories just yet. Let's keep it simple.
Okay.
So woman picking man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell you
six todgers, Ben.
Can I tell you what one of them was?
What, the todger?
Yeah. Okay. I could do this quite easily.
Okay.
Without it being necessarily totally offensive. But one of them had a tattoo of an elephant. Around
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So the trunk was the...
Yeah.
And the ears were like on the legs or something like
that? No, the ears were tattooed on.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah, the ears were tattooed on to make it look like. Did it work? Was it a successful bit of artwork?
Yeah, he definitely deserved the actual tattoo, yeah.
Transpired. So you have a woman looking at the stage full of six men who she can't see the faces of or upper bodies,
yeah,
but she can see all of the lower half.
And at that point, she then has to discuss what she's thinking at that
time. My God, what is that discussion like?
And then
I
Mav...
I have to watch this program. And then Mav... This sounds amazing.
And then Mav, she has
you
to...
You can just like, understand the idea of saying something like, well, number three, that's what I'd describe as tiny. And then just from the inside the third box, here's someone crying.
No, Mav, it was actually worse than that because the woman herself was actually trying her best to get rid of, let's call him, Tiny, without it appearing to be for that reason.
But it clearly was.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So that's the quiz show element right
see,
there, right?
I like that it's kind of this is an English show because in America they get, hey, get rid of the small guy. On England, I assume it was, something about the personality of box number three is making me think that we're not going to be able to get on. Is that kind
pretty
of
much,
I should try to justify.
Yeah. I don't like his toenails.
I don't like his toenails.
I've just made that one up. Anyway, so
sweet,
then the worst thing about it then,
right,
Rav.
So what happens? Yeah, okay. So like, how many did she get rid of at that point?
One.
Just one.
And that one person is then revealed.
Fully naked?
Fully naked.
Great stuff.
And then the most...
Did she make a good decision, Ben?
I'll get to that in a minute. And then the guy has to come off the podium. And this is where the blind date thing comes in. Well, you could have had John from Birkenhead. Let's hear it for John. John! And he has to come round. So he has to give the girl a hug.
A naked hug. Is she naked?
No, not at this point.
What?
Right, so anyway.
Where is this going?
So the thing...
If I was in charge of Channel 4 and this was a pitch to me, you would have left the room by now. Honestly.
Would you?
What?
Would you? Right, so anyway, it carries on. Okay, and then we get to midriff and then face.
So a series of rounds, basically the box is getting higher.
Yeah, and then turning around and that kind of thing. And then then voice. Okay, and then she makes
voice.
And then she makes a decision at that point.
Was there any ones that she was really keen on who suddenly sounded, hello, I'd like to go on a date, please. Oh, no.
At that point, there's two contestants left and her.
And she's seen everything.
Everything.
But the face.
No, she's seen everything. She's whittled it down to two.
And she's seen everything.
Yeah, and at that point, she then has to go and get naked herself and make a final decision.
Why does she have to get naked before making the final
decision? I think it's because the program's called Naked Attraction and they've come this far, they might as well go full hog.
In what kind of shape are these people in?
It was the weirdest thing because she picked this guy who I could only describe as a Universal Soldier extra.
So
there's a reference.
He's buff, then.
There's a reference.
All right.
Yeah, but he looks like...
Yeah, so he's buff, he's from the 80s. Is that what you're saying?
He looked like an extra from The Fifth Element. He had a dread thing going on.
Right.
And he was like a kind of... He had weird blue eyes. Like really intense blue eyes.
What colour hair?
Black. Black dreadlocks. But it was like shaved.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Shaved half of it. So
like,
it was like
I used to have when I hung out on the street.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So, and then there was this guy who I could only describe as your typical man, mid-30s, bit round, balding, had a Cockney accent.
He was left till the final two.
Yeah, with Universal Soldier. It was odd.
Okay. So
it was almost like she was trying to be polite.
So then she goes off and gets naked.
Mm-hmm.
And you think at this point she's already made her mind up. She's going with Universal Soldier.
Yes.
She's just keeping Fatty around
and
to look decent on television.
Yeah.
So then she comes back out naked.
Yeah.
And I assume at that point in you as an audience member, you're watching for reactions from them which show whether they're happy with how she
looks. Let me tell you, Mav. At this point, I've come to terms with this program. I've analysed it in my head and I've come to terms with the fact. It doesn't actually reflect what I was actually doing at the time, Mav, which was literally watching the telly going, properly jaw-dropping because I've never seen anything like it. And you'll be the same when you watch it later. It's mental. I've never seen anything like it.
Crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
Is it a series?
Yeah. And the thing is, as well...
Do they win something?
They're mixing it up as well, because they talk about what is it that you like about this man, and then suddenly she'll say something, and then they cut to the science, and it's like a kind of cartoon drawing of...
Here's the science.
So
that's how you justify the programme.
Exactly. And the other thing is, as well, I kind of... Because it's Channel 4, I didn't take to it as badly as some, like the Daily Mail did or the Times did. I kind of...
That says more about you than it does.
I know. I wanted to kind of accept it in a kind of liberal way. And the other thing is as well, this guy, Universal Soldier, he had a prosthetic leg as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a kind of... That never even came into your mind. And it's kind of like it evens it out, and it's like saying all bodies are different and all bodies are beautiful. And you, like Universal Soldier's there with his...
Does that message come through strongly enough, though? Because otherwise it's just looking at boobs and willies.
I don't...
You know, it feels like we've spent a long time in society now. Like, I'm 35, and this has been going on for the majority of my life, is people having a go for films and models and all that kind of stuff, for kind of reaching this supposed perfect zero waist and all that kind of stuff. And that kind of feels like a show which pushes people down that route.
The two finalists were not your they weren't, for example, people who Take Me Out would have picked for their male choosers necessarily. So I think it's kind of it was a barrier breaker in that regard, but still it was just boobs and things.
Johnson's.
Yeah. So Naked Attraction was on last week. There you go.
Well, that stunned me, Ben.
Comic-Con has happened in the past week or so, and obviously there's loads of trailers out. There's a new Wonder Woman film. There's a Justice League film as well. Suicide Squad. And, Marv, the fourth series of Sherlock.
When's that?
The trailer got released. It's actually been filmed. There was actually clips from the series.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be out Christmas time, January.
Same old, yeah. New Year's
same
Day.
Same old.
And we're not going to get angry this year because it's a full series.
It's a full series. It's three episodes, as right. per normal. And it's there's going to be a third Holmes brother. And there's rumours that it's possibly Tom Hiddleston. But I never said that.
Why didn't you say that?
Because I read that somewhere else, not on the article I've got here. So
well, it's a rumour still.
Well, yeah, but it might be a rumour I've just
created.
Unless
you've just made it up in your head.
No, then. I definitely saw it somewhere, but I can't confirm where I saw it.
Bathroom wall?
David Tennant, Marv, is coming back to play Doctor Who on Family Guy.
Ooh.
That interests you, but not actually him coming back to play Doctor Who.
Oh, I couldn't care about Doctor Who at all.
Marv, there's nothing wrong with Doctor Who.
Been through this before.
Lastly, Marv, we're very critical of ITV, but they know how to make money, and their profits have risen 9% on last year. That's because their production arm apparently is thriving. Corey, of course, is going 6 days a week shortly, which is going to be the death of Coronation Street, in my humble opinion. Too much, Marv.
A lot of people said it's died before now, Ben. Please, let me be clear. It's not that I don't like it because it's based in Manchester.
No.
It's not like I'm from the northeast, therefore I like Geordie Shores.
Back at Grove, surely.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. But again, that wasn't a regional
thing. Jeff?
Appeal. Don't talk about Jeff.
He's still alive, man.
Jeff's not in the show. The actor is, but Jeff's not.
He just died in the show.
He ran that community centre like it was his son, Ben.
Or like it was his own community centre.
Oh, God, yeah. It's a good analogy.
And that concludes the media review. Right. Coming up very, very shortly, the community guide. Is that right? Where are we up to?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, seems about right.
You're going to watch Naked Attraction then later?
I'm going to watch it right now. Forget about it. Right, let's have a little chat about our dear friend Pete, who has, of course, been in touch again this week. Classic Pete getting in touch. Pete! Blah, 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 blah. Just want to say, mate, what a good time. Good time thinking about you. Good time talking about you. Good time conceiving you.
What? Really?
That's right. I am Pete's father.
No!
I've not told you this before,
it's
Pete.
It's not true!
I've not told you
this. It's impossible!
Actually, this is just going to get weird and confusing, so I'm going to abandon off to a side road at this point and talk about the map of the world from the view of Pete. From Pete's eye view. Horncastle view of a mosaic world.
So it's broken up, but put back together again.
It's a political statement, Ben. That's what it is. The mosaic that Pete wants to build of the world is broken, Ben. How can we glue the pieces and fabrics of society back together?
I don't know, Matt, because I've never done mosaics before.
That's right, Ben. You've not, but you know who has?
Pete!
Pete has, and Cheryl. and Margaret. Let's not forget about Margaret and her china teapot. We've talked about the teapot before.
It's little hand and it's tiny spout.
It's got that crack in the bottom, but don't worry, Margaret. We'll block it up with some chewing gum. It cooks in a kiln like anything else, sweetheart. I'm sorry. So sorry.
Back a message. Come on.
Oh, God.
It's all right.
It's fine. It's I was just right. Talking this week about feminism, and I said to someone today, I think I'm a feminist, and they've just come up with a statement, chin up, sweetheart. Oh, God.
She's not actually real anyway,
these Matt. Are the points that I actually record and put out on the air. I mean, why don't I record my sensible conversations in the workplace where I'm inspiring and motivating, and I say really sensible, intelligent things.
Speaking of which, Pete's email.
Great link, Ben. Hiya, gents, he says, still loving the show, including the community guide.
He's on board.
I have to say the community guide is quite entertaining, but I do miss Greed is Good.
Gecko?
What?
Gordon Gecko?
I don't know. I'm away on holiday and didn't hear the whole program, so I couldn't find the error that you mentioned, although my son said that he thought there was lots. WYWH.
Why?
Wish you were here.
Oh, yeah.
He says on holiday. Pete.
Pete. I'm back here.
Hey, son.
Sorry, sweetheart.
So, just Pete on holiday with his son, having left Cheryl at home, and for Pete's holiday, a quick top 8 things you can look for on holiday. Let's find out what's on the holiday list. In 1, don't get burned, here's lots of sun cream. In 2, need to build a sandcastle? Okay. In 3, beach or city, have lots of time with this... I don't know. In 4.
Free.
Sick of hanging out with your family? Have a bottle of gin. In 5. Oh, look at the Louvre. Isn't it entertaining and so cultural? It's a bag of sh... In 7. Oh, why spend just £3.50 on a pint in your local pub in your bloody back end of Manchester or Horncastle when you can spend £7 on the tiny shot of lager?
It's not your strongest one.
No,
you're right.
Lager, do you mean? Or
no, just generally.
It was quite panic-ridden, did you notice?
Very panic-ridden.
I tried setting up 3 different rhymes in that one and couldn't hit any of them. It was quite disastrous.
Is improv that, Mav?
Well, Ben, sometimes she works, sometimes she don't. Hello, Pete, again. Thank you for saying you enjoy the community guide, but the tragic news of it is that...
We've stopped it because of you.
We've decided never to do it again.
There we go. Mav, at this point, I hand over to your better judgment.
So, Ben, Bimini came round in the week because you got him all overexcited last week. And I said to him...
I've just seen this.
I said to him...
Yeah.
You're going to need to turn the sound back up for this. I said to him, you're going to... I tell you what then, why don't you make a couple of adverts? Because Ben's wanted to put some new adverts out on the station. Why don't you give that a go? You've never really done that before. He was very excited to give that a go, Ben. So I recorded a couple for you.
What, am I clicking here?
So there's a couple of QuickTime files that are open. If you go to the QuickTime, you'll
okay.
see there's Bimini Advert 1 and Bimini Advert 2.
Right.
We're going to listen to these in order, Ben. Yep. So if you go to Bimini Advert 1, he started very excitable. Okay. It's the first time he's ever done this.
Right.
So see what you think of this. It's up to you whether we use it or not. So yeah,
I actually understood some of that. Yeah. That was the community guide with Ben and Mav and me, Bimini Boo.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you're his official translator, so I assume you picked up the majority of it. But, I mean, you know, it was quite overexcitable, wasn't it?
It was.
So I said to him that on this show, we need to just keep professional, keep it, you know, tone it down a little bit. So I gave it a second go, just in case you want to listen to that one, see what you think of that.
Bye. Bip, bip, Bimini Boo. Bum, 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 bum
Bam bop 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 bop.
You see, as ridiculous as that is, Ben, I think there's some market here for a very short version of that, and then your voice at the end going, FCUM Radio, where nonsense matters.
I'm tempted to put that in the overnight jukebox.
Of course you are. I mean, can you imagine someone at 3 a.m. randomly listening to our station and that coming on? They'll think they've absolutely gone mad. Anyway, you best crack on, but I mean...
Yes.
He wanted to be on the show. He's not going to be here this week, as Ben said. He's
we've had a word with him during one of the songs. No, he's not been banned. We just got Salford E in here, and that's enough, I feel, for this week's show. Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's get started, mate. Yeah.
Good afternoon and welcome, FCers from across the world! This is FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Shindig Community Guide!
Ooh!
With me, Ben, and him, Mark.
Hello!
And coming up in the space of the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be bringing you all the latest community news affecting you, if of course you live or are affected by anything that is happening within the confines of the conurbation known as Greater Manchester.
Complicated but accurate, everybody. Complicated but accurate.
It's only 10 minutes, so it's not going to be groundbreaking. We've only got a few items.
It's only 10 minutes, so don't turn off.
Don't turn off.
This is just the bit of the show that we, Ben and I get to let our hair down a bit and be stupid for 10 minutes.
This whole section of the show, it just starts, then something happens, and then it quickly ends. That's it.
It's like having a filling. You go in there, you're a bit worried about it, they give you a load of gas, stuff happens and you leave. And you fall over the step
and like on your way out. And like a fill-in, only at the end can you truly appreciate
what's going on. Because while it's happening, you're thinking to yourself, why am I putting myself through this? But then you go out, you have a nice steak dinner and you go, that's why. We are that steak dinner.
If you've got a community event that you'd like advertising on this show, and why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You can get in touch with us, Ben and Marv, at fcumradio.co.uk. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us through Twitter, at fcumradio. So, this is the community guide here on FCUM Radio. That's radio for FC United of Manchester with me, Ben, and him, Marv.
Hello.
Hello, Marv.
Hiya there.
Community
We've got no time. We're going straight into the first event.
Well, Ben, on Sunday, the August, the 7th, I don't know where the August came into it.
The!
In North Manchester Community Games event is on, and it's free activities for all, Ben. Hashtag Manchester. You can go and take part in all kinds of activities, ladies and gentlemen, happening between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. Ben, would you like the list?
I'd like the list, Marv.
Here we go. Tai Chi, fun run, cycling
wait,
for all.
Wait.
Oh, what?
Go through this properly.
Tai Chi.
Good.
Fun run.
All running is fun running, Marv.
Cycling for all.
For everyone.
Including babies. Fishing.
What?
Not for all, specifically. Just says fishing. Rugby.
What type of rugby?
Something called football. Barbecue. Apparently that's an activity now. Volleyball. parkour/free running/gymnastics. There's an event I want to see between 12 and 4 p.m. You can get on the bouncy castle, then immediately bounce right off it. There's a climbing wall you can get halfway up and then feel fat and old. There's athletics,
which is the same as a fun run.
Boxer taster sessions, which is basically black eye.
That's enough for me.
Smoothie bike.
That's what? Where you put a bike in a blender.
No, I'm pretty sure that's when you get on a bike and you are smooth and sexy with people. I, you know, cycling on. All right there, darling.
So there's loads of stuff happening. This is at Boggart Old Clough, the home of the Lakeside Cafe.
They've even got a live band without having the decency to write the band's name.
So
just live band is on between 2 and 4 p.m. A two-hour set and they don't even get a name mentioned. I'd be furious.
Boggart Old
Clough. Ultima Frisbee, Ben! Not just Frisbee, Ultimate.
And American football tasters, not just the one. You played American football, didn't you, of course?
I did, yeah. I was an offensive lineman. I told people to... I've got to go.
Boggart Old Clough,
in North Manchester, Sunday the 7th, between 12 and 4 o'clock. So head down there. It's now time to welcome our mystery guest. And he's not really a mystery because he's been here since the start of the show. It's Salford Ian. Welcome back, Ian.
You all right?
How are you? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm all right. You all right? Because I'm all right.
It's now time.
Are you all right? Ian. I do this in my bed.
Ian.
Are you all right?
Ian.
Yeah.
We've got a community event in your beloved Salford.
So
I'm going to get you to read out, if that's okay.
Oh, it's like a siren. All right, in Salford, yeah? It's the official team, J-Wave. I'm known among the stadium with me, fantastic man.
No.
Experience all the actors and amateur, all real, Tatan today.
Remember why we stopped doing this. It goes from Salford to something kind of offensive. So, anyway, the official Team BGB fan zone is at Media Center and will be a fantastic place to experience all of the action and atmosphere of the Rio 2016. You ready to go again? Yeah,
you're the Olympic game. While supporting the team game by a fleet and the quackle of the
the Olympic Games, while supporting Team GB athletes in their quest for Olympic glory. It's a fan zone with live coverage of the games at Media City Plaza. Oh, you'd be good at saying that, Media City Plaza.
Media City Plaza.
It's totally free. It starts on Saturday the 6th of August and runs through to Sunday the 21st of August.
Oh, it sounds all right.
That's at the docks, Ian.
The docks?
The docks, yeah.
Oh, I love the docks.
No, the docks.
Oh,
not the docks.
Are you alright?
I'm alright, yeah, you're alright.
I'm alright.
www.teamgb.com /fanzones.
Fanzones!
And it's totally free at Media City Mega Salford.
Chain.
Thanks, Salford,
I'm
Ian.
You're
alright. Ta-ra. Scatter. Oh, does that work?
So how did that go?
That was a work in progress.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I heard it from the other room, Ben. It was not good.
So that is the end of the community game.
I mean, we're playing Rochdale this afternoon. We might have an audience, and you chose that as the way to finish it. Bimini would have made more sense.
So that is the end of the community
Absolutely
guide.
Absolutely ridiculous.
But there's still one piece of community news still left to give you.
And finally, it's the Pirate Adventure.
What?
The Pirate Adventure. On the East Lancashire Railway. Don your eye patch, splice the main brace, and join us for this fantastic pirate-themed family fun day here in Yorkshire.
No, it's Lancashire.
Lancashire. Bring your aspiring little battering ears along for a day of high adventure and steam-powered plundering with activities galore across the entire railway.
That's taking place.
Bolton Street Station. Bolton Street in Bury. Lancashire. BL9OEY. And you can get in touch there on 061-764-7790. And I said to him...
Thursday, the 4th of August, East Lancashire Railway. For more information,
www.eastlancashirerailway.org.uk.
Do you know what a website is, Captain?
I have no idea.
Good for you. Anyway, that is the end of the community guide here on FCU Radio.
Are we all having a good time? Yes, we are.
But don't go anywhere because coming up very, very shortly is the last link of the show.
God, I've forgotten about
this. Has been the community guide here on FCU Radio. Ridiculous. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And wherever you're going this week,
absolutely ridiculous.
To support your community, yeah. Make sure
that
you have fun.
Yeah.
You take care. And you stay Steph.
Stay Steph. Steph.
Bye, everyone.
See you.
Love it. Anyway, do you want to swap seats again or do you want me to do it from here?
I think you're fine.
fine. You can just take yeah. yourself. What time is it?
I don't know.
I told you to keep your eye on it.
Oh, 4 seconds left.
Five, 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 one.